This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So does Big Smooth in Oakland. He wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Who are you taking to start your franchise as head coach? Is it Harbaugh or is it Shanahan? Big Smoothie, good morning.
Give me the big chin, baby. Give me the chin. I'm wearing khakis right now to work because of Harbaugh. Listen, I'll say this, man. For me, Harbaugh's body of work, it makes a difference. I've seen, we all remember Captain Comeback with the Colts. We remember starting at University of San Diego, the Toros. We remember Stanford, who turned Stanford, the geek team, into a power. You can't, and goes to the 49ers. Immediately there's a difference. And I also want to add this. The 49ers, to me, I think the reason why the voting is favorable to Harbaugh, because the 49ers poisoned the well themselves. Mm. They poisoned the well. The 49ers said, hey, we could have did this with any coach. Watch this. Tom Sula, come over here. Tom Sula steps up to the press conference. Never forget this. Looking like a deer in the headlights. And it proved the point. No, you cannot do this with anybody. It was Harbaugh. Because we didn't really get to see that play out, I think more people are going to vote for Harbaugh. Nothing against Shanahan, but I don't remember Harbaugh losing a bunch of leads. I don't remember that. I don't remember Harbaugh being up 3 touchdowns and losing. So I think you're going to get Harbaugh today. And it's going to be overwhelming. Anyway, y'all have a great day.
I mean, in fairness, like, he was getting blown out before the power went out in the Super Bowl, and then that allowed them to come back. A lot of people felt
it's
that
the
way.
The only
anyways.
Real, like, blowout.
Right, but that's the Super Bowl is what I'm saying. Like, Joe, in fairness, like, I know we like to make fun of Shanahan. Is like, oh, well, I don't remember him blowing these leads in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he had leads in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. Let's, like, talk about that for a second. Now, they lost to one of the greatest quarterbacks and head coaches of all time. It sucks. I can't, you know,
I think he's talking more
that.
Just body of work. They didn't get blown out, ever. Yeah. Like, the Niners were always in tight games.
No, they were.
Like, that with Harbaugh, like, just the way he played ball, they were always in tight games.
Yeah, and it wasn't until that final season where it was all kind of unraveling there towards the end. 8-8, as you mentioned. Even, it was 8-8. It wasn't like they were, like, a dumpster fire, but it felt like the shine was wearing off. You had the disgruntled Kaepernick starting to, take shape.
Look, their offense wasn't as prolific. It was a different kind of offense, but like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The come-from-behind victory in Atlanta, down two touchdowns, having to throw from behind, is one of the, you know, lost in the sauce games because they lost the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's one of the greatest games in Niner history, and we just don't reference it enough because they lost the Super Bowl.
Kind of like what we're going to be doing with the NFC Championship against the Lions, where it was a great comeback. It's, again, the parallels with both these guys is very interesting, and just the Niners in general as we're now reopening more wounds. Why are we talking about this? Well, Shasky asked Baldy the same question we're asking the audience last segment, 888-957-9570. Baldy, if you're starting a franchise from scratch, you taking Harbaugh or Shanahan?
I mean, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get Deion Henley on the field, like, why he wasn't on the field his rookie year. Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically, but he was their Fred Warner on that team last year, instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team, like the way that he talks is to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys.
And then here's more from Baldy talking about, you know, Harbaugh, and there's just something special about him.
There is something about the way that he connects with players, and his motivation never seems to get old. You never just hear it drown out over a period of time. It never stops. So, I don't know. Like, Harbaugh would be hard to pass up if you had the opportunity to get him as a coach.
I mean, who's got it better than us, Joe? Who's got it better than us? Come on. Come on.
Nobody.
Thank you. That's all I needed right there. Who's got it better than...
It was a very worn-out phrase for a while for me.
I know it was. Jason's in Hayward, wants to join the conversation. Jason, who are you taking if you're starting your franchise from scratch? You taking Harbaugh? You taking Kyle Shanahan? Good morning, Jason.
Thank you, fellas. I'm taking Harbaugh because he has the greatest quote of all time. What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner? I'm having steak with cream corn. And I love cream corn because you make it homemade with real corn and cream, not the one from the can. And with some salt and pepper, there's nothing better. So he's the best. Everybody knows that he's the best. He's the best coach. And if Kaepernick would have when he had that chance to run the ball in for the touchdown against the Ravens at the end and he threw it, I was so surprised. I said, oh, my God, he threw it. And, you know, if he hadn't have done that, Harbaugh has his ring against his brother. And, you know, he's on TV bigger than Gruden, bigger than them all. I mean, he's like he's way up there. And it's ridiculous, you know, if we compare him to Carroll, because Carroll almost went back to back. You know, with Shanahan, the thing I don't like about Shanahan so much is the way he affects the fan base. The fan base is so – I mean, I've never seen fans at a Super Bowl – front run us Niner fans. It was like we're possessed or something like that. We did it twice, and then Atlanta fans did the same thing in the Super Bowl, front running when they're ahead to lose. It's just like he's a, I don't know what it is with him. It must be his play calling. It must be his demeanor. his fear with the team because they're going to lose every time. It's like the old baseball coach said, here's the hammer, here's the nail. I'm going to hit the nail with the hammer. Wham, I hit myself in the head with the hammer. Here's the nail, here's the hammer. I'm going to hit that nail. Wham, I hit myself in the head with the hammer again. And that's what Shanahan. And maybe it's because he didn't play it actually in the NFL. I think that has a big thing to do with it. He didn't actually play, so something with him doesn't connect with the actual game and the results. And, you know, maybe it has to him becoming a coordinator was at UCLA. I doubt he was all that good of a receiver coordinator at UCLA. But when your dad is Mike Shanahan, good things happen. Come on now.
Well, he started – Jason Hayward, like, all of a sudden turned into like a twang at the end there.
So much material being run there. I didn't know what was real and what was fake.
He's taking Harbaugh over Shanahan. And, you know, there is something about –
Is nobody going to take Shanahan?
Well, that's a good question. Is anyone taking Kyle Shanahan in this argument? I would love for the people to call in to defend Kyle Shanahan in this. I'm taking him. 888-957-9570.
Here's an example. And Kenny Caraway's texting me right now, and he's making a good point.
Is he doing a
Shanahan
impression?
Owned Pete Carroll, whereas Harbaugh got pretty body bagged by Pete Carroll. If anything, Pete Carroll kind of ended, not just Harbaugh, but the Niners.
Yeah, but I would argue, and in the regular season, you know, McVay, but his biggest loss was against a division rival, too, in the Rams.
That's true.
Shanahan. Like, that was sustained because
he won like eight in a row against him, but the big one is the one in the NFC Championship. That's a good point.
Correct. And Pete Carroll, you know, he already has
both have guys. Yeah,
right. Again, the parallels between these are very interesting. But
I just think they're so similar in the sense that they're both excellent, but they both have just failed at multiple opportunities to win the big one. And I always wonder, like, let's play.
Does winning the big one, though, at Michigan, does that change how you perceived him at all for people? Do you think that changes perception?
He won that game. You know what? He won that to me. Watching them, that reminded me of the 2011 Niners. Mm. We're just bigger, stronger. We're going to run the ball down your throat. Our quarterback's going to make just enough plays. And we got some magic going on right now.
Yeah.
And look, it's a great recipe. Had the Niners signed Peyton Manning, they wanted to sign Peyton Manning. After 2011 or 2012, he had the neck injury.
Yes.
He sat out the whole year.
Yes.
And they were like trying to woo him. And I always wonder, like, if Peyton Manning came to that Niner team, all right, in the same way, if Shanahan would have gotten Tom Brady, I think we would have won some Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. And it was pretty obvious the guy was amazing.
Yeah.
And their personnel offensively, I would say, was more robust than what we had.
A little bit. But
Thomas was sick.
No, Julius Thomas.
No, other Thomas. Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, Demaryius Thomas. Well, they had two Thomases.
Yes, they
he was also really good.
But Demaryius was sick, too.
Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I think Wes Welker went there afterwards.
Yep.
Like, they had a really good offense. We had a really good offense, too. Yep. And I just wonder, had they been able to just bring in Peyton Manning, how would we view Harbaugh? Would Harbaugh still be here? If Kaepernick connects with Michael Crabtree, is he still here? If Crabtree doesn't tear his Achilles, and the following year they get the home game, and Ahmed Brooks, they don't get that face mask down in New Orleans, and they're hosting that game against Seattle instead of being on the road, and they don't have to play that first round game against Green Bay, and Seattle's the team that has to go on the road. Like, there's so many woulda, coulda, shouldas. You know, it's just, both guys should have a Super Bowl.
Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Theo, you taking Shanahan or Harbaugh to start your team?
Yeah, what's up, boys? I'm taking Shanahan, man. Look, I appreciate everybody talking about Harbaugh. You did great here. But as far as a fan right now, Shanahan, to me, has been more successful here. Everywhere Harbaugh has gone, yeah, he's been great. But that's the thing. He sticks around for a little while, and then he dips. He's a hood hopper. He's like my daddy. You never know if he's gonna how long he's gonna stay. So you know what? I'm going with Shanahan. He's been here. He's taken us to the big games twice. Hasn't gotten it done yet, but I think it's coming. And look, Harbaugh, he's not even the best coach in his own division. I mean, everybody there has won except for him.
Theo,
I'm excited
Theo,
see what
real
they
quick.
Do at the Chargers.
Theo, real quick, is Kyle Shanahan the best coach in his division?
I would say so. I mean,
over McVay
has won. Has one, yeah, but look, given what Shanahan has done over time, completely turned his team around, I think he's the best coach in the division. And look, Harbaugh, look, he's not even the best coach in his division, not even the best coach in his family. So look, appreciate him, but I'm taking Shanahan.
Can I just?
I think that was a weak argument. Thank you, Theo.
I like. Look,
10-6 all time against McVay.
Okay, now McVay's 80-52. It's a pretty damn good
record. Head to head.
He inherited a much better team.
They have to play each other.
What was the biggest matchup between them, though?
Yeah, it was the NFC Championship game.
100%. I'm just saying, 10-6.
Again, Regular season, though.
He's won the majority of the games.
Yeah, but
I agree with you guys. I'm just saying.
I know. I know. I hear you. And that's the argument.
He's had one losing season. It's pretty crazy.
And he took over a team that was god awful in the Jeff Fisher Rams.
Yes, but they had way more. Like Harbaugh. That team had more talent and was underperforming. They had Aaron Donald and Todd Gurley. Now, we didn't know they would end up being as good as they were. Now, he gets a lot of credit for
that. I'll say this.
McVay's awesome.
I've never seen Shanahan outside of the injury to Purdy get punked in a big playoff game or a Super Bowl like McVay did against Bill Belichick. His first go around, they got punked. They did.
They lost by a touchdown, though,
right? But Bill Belichick
stymied. Was it 13-3, 13-6?
Both the defenses were in their bags in that game. I hear you, but Shanahan was that boy genius, just like McVay was that boy genius in that Super Bowl. He got punked by Bill Belichick. He did.
You call that punked? The Niners gave up 1,000 points in the fourth quarter at Kansas City in that Super Bowl. They were up. They did the pose.
I know they could have kept running the ball. I know.
We have two of the more historic fourth quarter collapses on our resume.
I do think that
there's
Rams,
like no other way around
that
it.
That Rams Patriots is slept on, by the way, because it is one of the worst watches I've ever seen in my life. I was working at the old station.
That was a
by
fun
myself.
Game.
No, it was not.
You didn't? I thought it was a Julian Belichick Edelman masterclass.
Julian Edelman ended up being the MVP in that game. By the way, as we're talking about this, I have some sound from Julian Edelman.
So you just don't like low scoring games?
Well, no, I didn't like that game in particular because I was by myself at a station cutting the game, and it was very boring.
Okay,
I was selfishly. It was awful. Thank you. Everyone's saying that not.
No, honestly, objectively, that was like a boring Super Bowl watch, except for that one Julian Edelman play.
Really?
It was.
Being here cutting it, I can't even imagine.
It was awful. Well, it was all highlights from Julian Edelman catching the ball. It wasn't even touchdowns.
Yeah, you need a little bit more action than 13-3. That was just. It was a dull game. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey Sam, did you know that Julian Edelman, Redwood City's own, almost signed with the Niners when Harbaugh was head coach?
Really? Check. I'd like to hear why he would almost sign here.
Check this out.
I almost signed with the Niners.
Did you?
When I was a free agent.
Yeah.
And me and him sat for 45 minutes. And this is when there was like the beef between him and the GM at the Niners. And so he goes like, tell me, what do you want? You basically like handling the contract. And I knew like, I'm sitting there like, is this kosher? But we just sat and had a dip and talked football. Like he's like, you want a dip? And he's just a football guy.
He is.
So that was on with our own Lorenzo Neal, and it's Games with Names. That's the podcast with one Julian Edelman and Lo Neal, our guy. Should be a Hall of Famer, by the way, Lorenzo Neal. And you could find him and Evan Giddings every single Niners home game. And they'll be broadcasting where? From Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. So check them out there. And they'll be doing all the pre- and post-game coverage for those games. Pre-game for sure. Post-game, I think it's someone else, but definitely pre-game, Lo Neal. But Julian Edelman almost being a Niner. You would have loved that. You love you some Julian Edelman.
I do love
Jesse.
Julian Edelman.
You do?
Who is going to be throwing to him?
Well, we don't need to talk about that. Kaepernick at the time, right?
Yeah, he wasn't great on the short slants. And so here's 1,000 mile per hour heat-seeking missile.
So he didn't have those touch balls from one Tom Brady. He did not.
Here's what I would say to anybody that doubts how great Kaepernick was. Go back and watch the final however many games, 9 games or so of 2012 of that season, and then 2013. They had no Crabtree. They had nothing. Like, their offense was – Vernon got lights out by Cam Chancellor, was never the same. And Frank Gore had, like, the high ankle sprain that he was battling all year and was basically throwing to Anquan Boldin until Crabtree returned. Like, that 2013 season, I thought actually Kaepernick really game-managed very, very well, and I think we've misremembered how good he was. He did fall off. He did become a bad quarterback. I don't dismiss any of that, but he was freaking awesome. The Green Bay game, the final candlestick game of all time, they beat Aaron Rodgers at the height of his powers. They scored 45 on the Green Bay team. Kaepernick ran for like 180 and threw for like 290. It's one of the greatest offensive performances in playoff history. It was a Cam Newton, like college-like playoff game in the NFL.
Oh, Clay Matthews just looked out of place the entire game. It was hilarious to watch that.
He threw a heat-seeking missile to somebody in the red zone and then went up. This is Kaepernick did. He threw a dime. I think it was to Crabtree. And then came up, and the Green Bay was talking so much. He like headbutted one of the defenders and was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He also threw a pick early in that game near the sidelines. God, Kaepernick was that was amazing.
The bicep kiss. SF Bay Drummer wants to join in the conversation.
Cap was amazing.
888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM. An HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Scott Osler joining us in 20 minutes. columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, obviously had the quote from Elliot Ramos that got a lot of fans' feathers ruffled yesterday. We'll get into that. We'll ask him about the Harbaugh Shanahan and obviously the latest from the Jonathan Kuminga crisis. Scott Osler can touch it all, 920. But in the meantime, SFA Drummer is joining us now. Are you taking Harbaugh or Shanny, SFA Drummer?
Good morning, Joe and Joe. I'm taking Jim Harbaugh. Like Shasky said, I feel that there was unfinished business, and it just we just didn't get to see like the full, length of Harbaugh and his tenure. Also, I feel at times like Balky, he is drafting ACL players and stuff, and so he was messing up the talent coming in that Harbaugh could have used to, you know, maybe propel himself and maybe win a Super Bowl, I feel, in some aspects. And I think Harbaugh, he doesn't mess around, especially with these two positions, I would say, is a quarterback and then also kicker. We always had solid kickers because we did have tight games, and more likely than not, the ball was going to go in. And, you know, so, like, Shanahan, to me, he just has affinity for Safeway Select-style quarterbacks, and we need a big play, and we don't have the brand name to just really just go and make the play. And then you can cut this in my best Troy Aikman impression. I think it's going to come down to the leg of Jake Moody. Nobody's stressing that. Nobody's stressing that at all. So, yeah, I'm definitely going with Harbaugh. He permeates through the whole locker room. Everybody has confidence. And even if you think you can't win, you feel like you're going to win. So I'm definitely going Harbaugh. Have a good day, guys.
He referenced the Trent Baalke. So in 2011, there was a lockout. And, Alex Smith had to have practice at San Jose State. It was a big deal. Harbaugh was involved in the draft. Now, I give Baalke a lot of credit for this draft. It's one of their best drafts ever. Alden Smith, Kaepernick, Chris Culliver, Kendall Hunter, Daniel Kilgore, all useful players for you at varying degrees. And then Bruce Miller later on in the draft, who was your four-year fullback.
I always love the meme of Daniel Kilgore standing next to Frank Gore, and it says, when your best friend wants to kill you, and it's Kilgore. Continue. Sorry.
But this is where it ran dry. I'm going to read you 2012. A.J. Jenkins, LaMichael James, Joe Looney, Darius Fleming, Trent Robinson, Slowly, and Cam Johnson. Okay, that's 2012. Literally nothing. Nothing.
That's gross.
Kendall Hunter had got hurt. I think he tore his Achilles. Yeah. And so like they were screwed. They needed a backup running back. The next year, you let Deshaun Golson go. You sign Eric Reed, who his best years were probably his first 2 years in the league. Tank Carradine barely played for you. He's always hurt. Vance McDonald. Exactly. Corey Lemonnier. Quentin Patton. Marcus Lattimore. Quentin Dial. I liked Quentin Dial. Nick Moody, a linebacker. Not Jake Moody. B.J. Daniels. Yeah, exactly. A bunch of guys you never heard of. Like, and then let's go 2014. Just to double down. Jimmy Ward, who wasn't good for 4 years for you originally. Carlos Hyde, Marcus Martin, Chris Borland, retired after 1 year. Brandon Thomas, Bruce Ellington, Dante Johnson, Aaron Lynch, who I referenced a week ago. Keith Reeser. They drafted nobody.
God, I forgot about Marcus Lattimore. He was Jalen Hurd prior to Jalen Hurd for the
Marcus
Niners.
Marcus Lattimore, I thought, was one of... In college, it's like, he will be, no, whenever I viewed
he was sick
Derek
at
Henry,
South Carolina. He was sick.
He was the number one player out of high school.
Yeah. He looked that part. After freshman year, I was like, he's ready for the league.
Yeah.
His freshman year, he's ready for the league. His knee was decimated. And my holding hope was, well, Willis McGahee, because McGahee had his leg exploded and had a great career. And it never materialized.
He tore every ligament and suffered nerve damage and dislocated his right knee. Oh, just.
I honestly, he could have been one of the greatest running backs in NFL history.
That's what I'm saying.
Healthy. Yeah. Like, I was
the best
convinced.
Ever was.
I was just telling Carter back here, I was convinced after his freshman year, I thought he was going to take South Carolina to the national championship as a sophomore. He was so incredible.
Yeah, with the old ball coach, Spurrier. Yeah. Like, we all did.
Niners legend.
But that knee injury for the Niners wasn't as bad as, like, the Navarro Bowman injury ended their entire defense.
He was already showing that he was an all-pro player. That's a different, yes.
Joe, this, I don't say this slightly. Patrick Willis is one of the greatest players I've ever seen. Navarro Bowman's 2013 season, it is criminal Luke Kuechly got the DPOY over him. It is one of the greatest defensive seasons we will ever see. Go back and watch. He splattered Russell Wilson on like a week 16 play near the sideline. It wasn't even a sack. It was a late hit that was legal. It's one of the best hits I've ever seen. He ran like 2 miles to make this play. He was unbelievable. He would like go underneath the block, like blow up the linebacker and make the play. He was otherworldly.
I saw his first game ever as a Oakland Raider at a time on Thursday Night Football against the Chiefs, as we're talking about this and head coaching. And who'd you rather take, Harbaugh or Shanahan, if you're starting your franchise from the ground up? 888-957-9570. The Raiders at that point hadn't had a turnover in their favor all season long. And I think the first quarter, second quarter, Navarro Bowman comes in and gets a pick. Probably last like significant play he ever made in his career, but he was a shell of himself at that point.
I watched that game up the Russian River with my cousin Jack. My dog, who's very old now, was a little puppy. I'm not kidding when I say this. When they showed the replay, I shed a tear. I was like, that man's career will never be the same. He might not ever walk again. And it was Eric Reed who just, he was trying to make a play, and it was just like friendly fire, and he got him in the leg. Navarro Bowman ripped the ball as his leg is going in the other direction at the goal line from Marshawn Lynch. Listen to the sentence I'm saying.
I know.
He took the ball from him as his leg is literally getting snapped in half. They lost Ayupati in that game. They lost Frank Gore to a concussion who stayed in that game.
He's a four-time first-team All-Pro player.
I didn't even know that.
First-team All-Pro.
I will go to my deathbed saying...
There's a lot of people in the NFL that's the minimum requirement and they're in. Like, he's that good.
People will think I'm being a homer. I'm not being a homer. I'm telling you, his 2013 season, that 1 year, I thought was better than anything Willis did individually for 1 year. And I love Willis. Willis is the gold standard for the position.
Hall of Famer.
That's how good Navarro Bowman was. I thought we had two of the greatest linebackers to ever play.
They've been blessed with linebackers. I mean, Bowman would have been a Hall of Famer. Patrick Willis is a Hall of Famer. And Fred Warner, I believe, will be a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. That's just an incredible run on linebackers. Maybe one of the greatest in the history of the sport.
And we had Ken Norton.
Right,
we had
exactly.
Derek Smith.
Borland was good.
Keena Turner. Matt Millen at one point. Like, they've had some unbelievable. Hacksaw Reynolds. They've had so many linebackers.
Like the guys that even retired and I don't want to say the word quit, but the guys that even I thought Borland was going to be really freaking good. Not a Hall of Famer, but these guys, they identify certain talent. Certain organizations just do it. Vince, Nick, and Cabe Bueno, I want to get to you in one second.
Yeah. The way we view the Tyrese Halliburton injury for the Indiana Pacers, they're done. That's how we should have viewed the Navarro Bowman injury.
Yeah.
But because of Harbaugh and because of all the other talent that they have on the team, they were never the same. Justin Smith tore his pec, and it was never the same after 2013. Obviously, the Navarro Bowman injury, he was never the same. The turf toe and the wear and tear on Patrick Willis's body, he was never going to be the same. Cam Chancellor ended Vernon Davis with the Niners. And I know he still played and went on. They lost Delanie Walker. They got expensive. They got old. The toll of the 3 years in a row of going that deep and not winning at all,
it is pretty sick that Penn State at one point had Navarro Bowman and Sean Lee. And I know Sean Lee,
Sean Lee's stopped. Another one. He's another, coulda, shoulda.
Exactly.
He was awesome.
Vince, San Francisco, Harbaugh or Shanahan, who you taking?
Taking Harbaugh. I mean, if you look, I don't think Shanahan's had to deal with a bad quarterback. I mean, we could say Jimmy is the bad quarterback, but his first season before he tried to truck whoever he did on the sideline and blew up his knee, he was really, really good. You take Harbaugh and Alex Smith. Alex Smith had 7 terrible seasons. Everybody wanted to hang him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a first round draft pick, and Harbaugh somehow unlocked him and then ended up he just changed the franchise, because for the longest time, the Niners were pretty garbage. I mean, we had entertaining football. We had T.O. and who was it? Tim Rattay throwing them bombs or whatever. But I mean, we never had anything substantial until Harbaugh got there. Harbaugh really changed the franchise in the recent memory to being a winning franchise. And then after him and the GM were butting heads, then, everything, it was a lull for a little bit until we got John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Now, I think earlier they were talking about, neither coach has won. Well, if you take Kyle Williams away and he doesn't muff those punts, we dominate the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year. And then you take Jimmy Garoppolo, if he doesn't throw it over Emmanuel Sanders' head 10 yards, that's a win right there. And if he doesn't overthrow George Kittle in the NFC Championship game against the Rams, we win that game to go on to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, both coaches are very good, don't get me wrong. I like Harbaugh. He was He was glue for the team. He really set a hard physical attitude. And that's, I mean, you're playing football. It's not basketball. Like, you need to be tough. And I don't feel like Kyle Shanahan brings that. If you think about it, Harbaugh as a head coach is what Robert Saleh is to the defense. Mm. That's how I see it.
That's a good point. Interesting. I will say this, though, and as you're talking about it, Kyle's players play really hard for him. Like they have been one of the more physical teams in football, and he is the head coach, and that has a lot to do with him and his coaching prowess. Yes, the coaches he puts around him, I also give credit for Kyle Shanahan for that. Like, yeah, he is a part of that, building that staff.
You know, as we go through this exercise,
Scott Osler, by the way, 9 minutes. Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle.
The thing that I'm really it cements is that you could say, like, oh, being hopeless is worse than where you're at. Okay, all right. I don't think there's one team in all of North American sports that has been this close and had this many heartbreaks over the 30 years since their last Super Bowl. They, 3 Super Bowl losses, 4 NFC Championship game losses that you could point to and say, like, the Brock Purdy one where he got hurt early, all right. Mm. I don't even know if they win that one, whatever. But, like, the one to Seattle, the one to the New York Giants, the one to the Rams, like, you could have easily, and I'm not saying easy, a play here, a play there, you win those games. They could be in 6 Super Bowls, right? And I don't think that's a flippant statement, right? Like, I'll throw the Eagle one out the door. Name me a team that's lost 6 and all of them in heartbreaking fashion.
Oh, well, I'm sure people will text that in. The Heartbreak City is known here, but 6 I know.
Semifinal and championship games.
I know.
Total.
888.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.